This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Emory Hunt, CBS Sports, just joining us moments ago about the Shedeur Sanders situation with the Cleveland Browns. And then in the end, I mean, there was a lot that we just ended up agreeing on when it comes to Shedeur. Like the stuff he was saying about Kenny Pickett, I'm like, yep. The situation with the Browns being the best spot, yep. And when he said, you know, doing it their way, the falling in love, the, what was it? And he said it in the clip before, and he said it on our show, the plays over the players. You know, I mean, you remember the Nick Chubb stuff we went through, Tone, where I was like, yeah, I think that if Vince Lombardi came down from heaven and told them that you will win this game if you run Nick 30 times. This is stuff I said years ago. If you are going to win this game if you run Nick 30 times, I think they turn around and go, can you guarantee we lose if we don't? Because they want to win their way. And remember the arguments that we had before where you and I were gobsmacked a couple of years ago. A couple of years ago, they went to the playoffs, but like the year before when it was still, hey, the process is right. The process is right. Everything they're doing is right. Like you and I were getting in arguments with TA. No offense to TA, but he's like, no, the processing is correct here. And I'm thinking, yeah, but the results aren't. And I understand that you ought to fall in love with the process to get the results, but you got to be judged by something. And so when they're said about, well, they're going to win their way. Yeah, man, they're going to win their way. No matter what guys like us think, they're going to win their way, damn it. And that, if that means putting guys in bad spots or not going further enough to get them, then they're going to do that. I do think that yesterday's performance or Saturday's performance is chalked up to, it's a bad day. It's a bad day. I can blame linemen. They had third teamers out there too. They had 48 guys, I think, that all they had was on the Rams head. They were at a charity event on Friday afternoon. They flew in Friday night. They didn't even bring all their starters or any of their starters from what I know.
Surprise the coach came.
Like, there's a lot of things that went against him. He didn't play well. There's no other excuse for it.
The thing I got to disagree with Emory about was, like, there is a chance Sanders is just behind. Like, he's assuming it's for all these other reasons, but the most obvious one is he's behind, and he's got to get up to speed on stuff, or they don't trust him to do anything in an actual regular season game. And the Browns basically said that from day one. They didn't draft him until the fifth round. They had another rookie quarterback ahead of him that they like more than him. So obviously that reality is still there. Maybe he's closing the gap. I don't know. Unfortunately, we're not going to know for a while, and I don't know the next time we're going to see him. But there is a chance. I get it. I get all the tropes that are out there that he referenced, and they do get lazy. But maybe there's just a chance he's behind. And it's not some grand scheme or the Browns being disingenuous or the Browns trying to be the smartest team in the room. Maybe he's just behind. It is possible.
Well, what he said about, you know, going from playing for Deion, who's his father, the work that he's had with the quarterbacks, including Tom Brady. Now, that part, I said yes, but there's also the nomenclature of the offense, because there is something that you have to spout out, and there's different things that you have to run. And I mean, the viral clip of Chris Sims, who is lobbed about as many grenades as anybody could ever manufacture at different quarterbacks and different different teams, where he can't get the words back out that John Gruden is trying to tell him. Like, yeah, if it was just... Yeah.
That's a son of a NFL quarterback.
So if that's just, if it's just that, like, yeah, you're gonna be a little bit behind. I don't think Chris
Sims... Is Phil Sims in the Hall of Fame?
No, he's not.
Okay. Well,
but he was a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Yeah.
Phil Sims isn't in the Hall of Fame. I'm pretty positive.
I think
if he is, take him out.
Yeah, I don't want him in there.
Well, I think we've learned once you're in, you're in. But Phil Sims didn't start his first game as quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I don't think that Shador should start the first game of the Cleveland Browns. My issue is, again, when are we going to see him? Because I do want to make sure we've kicked the tires on everything, and we've kicked the tires on a ceiling before we go and we get a quarterback next year. And then the question becomes, what...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Do you do with him when you do get the quarterback next year? Do you keep him? Is there still an argument there? Do you let him go somewhere else? If there's a new head coach and a general manager, like, these are unanswerable questions as of August 25th, but here we are.
Kenny, we have a major announcement.
Yes, you have to get to the major announcement.
We have a major announcement, and
announce
we said
now.
Earlier
announce
in
right
the show
now.
That this is a defining announcement for the show and the station, but one that could also come back to bite me. And you.
You really, I don't think you should be saying it that way. No. I think this is a great thing. Tomorrow we will be live on YouTube on 92.3 The Fan's YouTube channel. So make sure you subscribe and be ready. 6 a.m. We're going live. We'll do it live. We write nothing, but we'll do it live. And we will be on there for you. It's just our show to start things off.
Just to start out, we're going through the beta testing for our show, but we will be live.
So we will be live for you right there on 92.3 The Fan on their Facebook.
So when we are
on
picking our nose,
YouTube channel,
you are going to screenshot it. When we are...
We pick each other's... We don't pick each other's nose,
oh,
but
I'd
we
like
pick
to.
Our noses a
for
lot.
For the camera, we will. And
it's
flick
early
it.
Morning.
Will there be a flicking?
It's early morning. There's a lot of that to do. So you'll be able to see it all. All the nits and grits that you could possibly want. The stare downs that Owen and I have, even though Owen's one of my closest friends.
When I'm eating a banana.
When Lima eats the banana, where he leaves the strings on the banana and eats the banana. He'll do that right there on YouTube, 92.3 The Fan YouTube. Like it, subscribe it right now.
How embarrassing.
Do it so you can watch 6 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Eating a banana. I mean, that's humiliating.
Live. All live.
You'll have video of it.
All right there. I said for so many years we should be on TV, and now we are on YouTube, and it will be live, and there's no more praying mantis. There's like 8 praying mantises in here now with lights and the whole thing. So we're there for you tomorrow.
Do you think...
John Greco will join us tomorrow. We can't make faces at each other.
This is the problem. No,
he won't be...
This is the problem.
...in the studio.
No, he won't be joining us.
When we have Zach Jackson and we hear something crazy, when we have Mary Kay on... When we have Aditi, when we have Daryl, especially when we make faces.
Well, it's
you're telling me we can't make faces anymore?
No, we can't.
That'll be the best thing.
Because if Daryl says
we have to be ourselves.
If Daryl says something disagreeable, and I make a face, and then for whatever reason, I go, well, you know, Daryl, you could always go, no, Ken, I was watching on YouTube, and I saw you make the face.
We saw the face. What about when we're staring at our phone? Do we have to stop doing that?
Sometimes I'm getting texts. Like, we had Joe on, and I was texting Joe, knowing he was going to get the text after the interview, but we had Joe on, and people were like, why are you texting while Joe's on? Where they go, I'm texting Joe. That's who I was texting. I didn't want to forget, and I could assume Lima could pick up the other side of the question. Yeah. We've had a conversation with Joe many, many times over.
Have any of us ever fallen asleep during the show?
No.
I did during COVID when I was in my bed.
Yeah, but there's no camera
on the air, too.
I've done it on the air?
Oh, yes.
Oh, look.
And it's not... He's falling asleep in here.
It's been as recently as since my move back into here.
No!
Yes.
Come on.
A long night of kiddos.
I don't have those benders anymore. I don't do the benders. I don't do the all-nighters. Come on.
Heath will send you the video. And now, every listener can send the video. I can't wait till you get called out on the crap that you guys do.
There is a lot. Now, what about Kenny throwing a stapler?
I didn't throw a stapler at anybody. Well,
just wait until we're in 4D.
I didn't throw a water bottle at anybody or a stapler at anybody in anybody's general direction. It was straight in the trash.
So, again, it's on a YouTube page.
YouTube. 92.3 The Fan on YouTube.
Subscribe. Send money. Whatever you can do.
Mitch wanted to make sure he told us on the messenger that Phil Simms is not in the Hall of Fame.
And good.
So we got that
contribution. Because this show had an official stance that does not belong in Canton. Get his ass out of there.
They will see us.
That's Hostetler's champion.
Yes.
I just remembered they will see us glaring at Mitch.
Well, that I want him to see.
Yeah, I want him to see it. The glaring.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to finish this banana.
Tomorrow, 6 to 10, live on The Fan and on YouTube, 92.3 The Fan on YouTube. For Big Country, for Jeff, for Mitch, for the slippery wizard, Anthony Lima. And you can't be very slippery anymore.
Nope.
I'm Ken Carmen. Have a wonderful day,
friend. Fun's over.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.